Exciting time for Marshall Tiger basketball fans. The Tigers heading to the WIAA Division I boys basketball tournament this week, and Tiger basketball coach Chris Fisher joining us for some comments on this great achievement. First of all, Coach, any overall thoughts you have about this trip and what your team has accomplished for you this season?
It's, like you said, it's a very exciting time for our boys and for our program. I've received a lot of congratulatory messages from alumni and staff members and community members. It's really, really exciting. It's been a busy last couple of days, but it's been a good busy. And, you know, we're looking forward for a chance to compete at the state level. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that have never seen Marshfield basketball play. And we're going to go down there, and we're going to give it our best shot, and we're going to compete and play hard, and hopefully do it at a high level.
Coach, can we talk a bit about the ball game on Saturday? A convincing win over Kimberly. Your overall thoughts about that performance on Saturday?
Yeah, that was a really good performance from our guys on the defensive end. We were really locked in for the majority of that game defensively, and I thought we were able to take away what Kimberly does best offensively. And we were able to get them to take some uncharacteristic quick shots. A lot of that credit goes to our guys and Coach Shepler, Coach Roshite, Coach Fravert, and Coach Boson, getting them ready for that opponent and a quick turnaround. You know, offensively, we didn't shoot it at a high percentage. I think we were in the low to mid 40s percentage-wise, but we rebounded very well. A lot of second chance opportunities. And I thought we were pretty efficient once we got those second chances. So really, really special day on Saturday, and one that we're all going to remember for a long time.
And, you know, you talk about your team played good defense, but really so did Kimberly. They made you work very hard on the offensive end. Talk about how you persevered offensively to eventually get some good shots.
Yeah, you know, Kimberly's full of really solidly built athletes. They are every year. They have a lot of success in a lot of different sports, and they're very athletic and they're very strong. I thought the first half against Kimberly was very similar to the first half we had on Thursday against Eau Claire Memorial. I think we settled a lot for too many threes. We did not have a whole lot of activity going to the rim. We had a couple paint touches here and there. It took us the halftime period to reevaluate what kind of shots we were getting, and we made it more of an emphasis in both games, but more so against Kimberly. Let's attack through the post. Let's attack off the dribble. You know, let's make them guard all five of us instead of, you know, just a certain couple individuals. So we attempted to do that, but when you've got a game changer, a guy like Brooks Hinson, you've got to let your guys use their instincts as well.
Well, certainly things that have gone sour for you when Landon Lee picked up that third foul. Tell us about your thoughts about the way your team responded to that situation.
Yeah, you know, the first thought is when Landon picks up his second is, do you take him out right away or do you let him play and trust that he's not going to pick up his third? Well, a short time after that, as you're still debating on what to do, he ends up picking up his third. Well, now there's no question as to what you've got to do. You know, there was multiple guys that stepped up, but one in particular was Cam Kolstad. You know, he understands what his role is every time he goes in. He's a sophomore on our varsity that's improved the entire year just by being able to go up against guys like Brooks and Joey and Landon at practice every day. Sometimes his minutes have been inconsistent. That has nothing to do with him. That's just my gut feeling as a head coach. He didn't get a whole lot of run on Thursday night against Memorial, and he got significant minutes against Kimberly on Saturday, and it just shows the maturity level that Cam has. He was ready to go right from the start. Understands that his role is to take care of the ball, not turn it over and defend. He defended at a high level. He took care of the ball, and then when it was his opportunity, he knocked down a big shot early in the second half, knocked down a couple of free throws. He was really, really good for us.
Well, Coach, can you talk about some things your team has had to do throughout the course of this season to get to this point where they're a state tournament team?
Yeah, early on in the year, in November and December, I think we were all just kind of anxiously waiting for the calendar to turn to March because we had come so close at the end of last year and losing that sectional final in Stevens Point against a really good Nina team. And you know, our work kind of started at that point. But November and December roll along, and we're getting a lot of outside noise, preseason rankings, you know, a lot of people coming to us and telling us how good we are and excited for the season, which was all deserving. But we really needed to embrace how difficult the grind was going to be throughout a year, because it is a long grind. And I think when November and December hit, we were just kind of anxiously waiting, and we weren't prepared for the season-long grind that turns out. I think the Florida trip over the Christmas break in December really helped us. It allowed us to get away from the outside noise and just be together as a group and as a program, with our guys and with their families, and a very enjoyable time down there. And on top of that, we played some really good teams. When we got back from that, I think the maturity level increased, and we started playing a little bit better because our schedule didn't get any easier. You know, we started to focus more on one practice at a time, one game at a time, and that's allowed us to kind of get on this run that we're on right now.
Well, Coach, it's the first time that Marshall's been to the state tournament since 1994. They had some good players on that ball club, and I guess the guy who stands out would be Joe Imhoff. Yeah. And when you think about Joe Imhoff, you think about a guy who really, really worked very hard to make himself a good basketball player. And that's something you've talked about your team this year, the hard work. There's kind of a parallel there between that ball club and your team of this year.
Yeah, you know, I thinking about that 94 team, I was about 11, 12 years old at that time, and I can remember certain pieces of that team in that season. I remember that sectional final they had here at home against Eau Claire North that came down to the wire, and the celebration that took place on the court afterwards. I remember being on that fan bus down to the 94 team, down to the state game where they played Stevens Point in a really good game. Joe Imhoff, at that time was kind of my guy. You know, he was the high school player that young boys in Marshfield looked up to, and Joe was such an incredible shooter, great free throw shooter, great clutch player. When you're younger, you don't hear about his work ethic. You just see the product on the court. But then as you get older, you hear about how hard he worked, and you know, he had a really good, successful collegiate career at UW Oshkosh. And when you think about that, and you think about the guys we have now, guys like Brooks and Landon and Joey and the eight seniors that we've got, and even the underclassmen, like all of those guys work really hard at their skill, and it's really a nice parallel between the two teams.
You know, Coach, I would imagine that for you, this is a rather humbling experience. You've worked with some really outstanding basketball coaches in recent years. We both know Ron Osloxen. Yeah. I knew Bob Luxinger. You may not have known Bob real well, but Gordy Sisson, and then Craig Michaels, Bill Zeiker, Scott Scheuer. Aside from Gordy's one team, they did not get to this point to go to the state tournament. That must be very humbling for you that you have been the guy who takes this team down to a state tournament.
Yeah, all of those guys that you've mentioned, starting with Coach Sisson, and then every coach in between Coach Sisson and where we're at now, they've all had a significant impact on our program and on me as a coach, because they've influenced me in some way, shape, or form. Starting with Coach Sisson, who obviously was my coach and then became my administrator as I got into the teaching and coaching profession and hired me to work here. And you know, Coach Michaels allowing me to be his JV and assistant coach. Bill Zeiker, same thing. Working very closely with Scott Scheuer for 3 years as his assistant on the varsity team. We got so close so many times. Winning conference championships, getting to sectionals, getting to sectional finals. You never knew if you were ever going to get to this point of a state tournament, because it's just so gosh darn difficult. We're in a section with a lot of good teams. There's been a lot of different teams. You know, Stevens Point went on their run, and Oshkosh North winning state championships, and more recently, Nina winning a state championship. It's been so difficult to get over that hump. And to finally do it, it is a humbling experience for sure. But I got to make sure to thank all the guys that allowed us to get to this point.
Well, the ball game with Wanakee on Friday night. Tell us about this matchup.
Yeah, well, Wanakee, there's some familiarity there. You know, we had a chance to play them in a non-conference game at a really cool environment at the Lacrosse Center in January. And, you know, when we look at that game, it's a game that was Wanakee got off to a good start, and we battled our way back, and we take a second-half lead, and it's kind of back and forth late game, and we just can't make enough plays down the stretch to win that one to come out on top. You know, you can look at that game for certain pieces, but, you know, that game was close to 2 months ago now, and both teams are different. Both teams have gotten a lot better. Both teams are clearly playing at a high level. We know that it's going to be a significant challenge for us. And, you know, we're fortunate that we have the chance to compete at that stage against a really good team.
And certainly very, very few brother combinations are playing in Final Fours this weekend. Your brother Brad has his Oshkosh women's team at the Final Four. Tell us about what that means to you.
Yeah, you know, for the two of us to be at a similar point in our season this late in March when the snow is all melted and both of us are still playing him in the Final Four, and I guess you could call us in the Final Four too, you know, it's a pretty cool experience. It's a pretty special story. You know, Brad and I, we exchange text messages often. We know that during a basketball season to kind of lay off a little bit because we're both so busy with our teams, and you know, we try to communicate every now and then. Most of our communication comes in the off season when we're trying to think of new ways to improve our program and new concepts and things like that. You know, he's given a lot to our program. He comes at least once a summer to coach our guys up on a contact day, and you know, he's given us a lot of ideas in terms of offensive and defensive philosophies, and I'd like to think I do the same thing, but I am the younger brother, and what the hell does the younger brother know compared to the older brother? But I don't know if he listens to me or not when I give him advice, but maybe he does. But I know it's an exciting time for both of us. I know Mom and Dad are really excited and happy for us. You know, his Oshkosh team just left today to go to Salem, and you know, he's prepping and preparing to try to win a national championship, and we're doing the same thing for a state title. So it is a pretty cool experience.